of coca leaves. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fidelity Investments. A dedicated advisor can help create a wealth plan for a full financial picture. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. There you have the players of the Tafel Musik Ensemble led by conductor Bruno Weil with a little Mozart for us, the overture to his opera Idomeneo, or King of Crete, on Kansas Public Radio. We're into our afternoon of classical music, and I'm Jeff Watson, always happy to be with you. And we are in just past the middle point of the Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive. We hope to hear from you with a pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org. Or, of course, our toll-free number, 888-577-5268. However, for the most part, in this afternoon of music, we're focusing just on the music. Very similar to how we gave the fun drive a little pause last Tuesday. Between the hours of now and 3 p.m., we're just focusing on the music. And we're able to do that thanks to the support we receive from KPR Sustainers, generously giving a small amount each month. And the more of those who choose to do so, the less time we need to focus on that during the drive. So we have a little time to focus just on the music together, which is good because it gives us all the time in the world to focus on our classical top 70 countdown, which continues on. And in this noon hour, the pieces that we have for you on that countdown fit together very well because they're both by 19th century composers. They're both tone poems that in some way relate to their homeland, such as this, number 20 on our classical top 70 countdown, which is a famous work by Jean Sibelius, which he wrote in 1899 for a celebration of press freedoms in Finland. A little shade thrown to the then Russian Empire's increasing efforts at censorship, and it became one of his most famous works, known as Finlandia. And we'll hear it next with the Pittsburgh Symphony under conductor Lauren Mazel for number 20, in our classical top 70 countdown on KPR. A tone poem from 1899, the most famous work, arguably, of Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, and a source of pride for the Finnish people ever since its creation, as well as number 20 on our classical top 70 countdown, Finlandia by Jean Sibelius, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:22, and the Classical Top 70 Countdown continues a little bit later this hour with another tone poem from a composer who was writing about their homeland. It's from a symphonic cycle that literally says, "My country." We'll hear The Moldau by Bedřich Smetana in just a short time. Sunny skies for this afternoon, temperatures in the mid-60s and breezy, low of 42, mostly clear tonight. On Friday, sunny, breezy again, and a high of 62. We heard music by Sibelius, but we'll hear next a composer. Does not get as much play as Sibelius, but he was in his time, known as one of the most outstanding Finnish composers before the time of Sibelius. Someone who was primarily a clarinet virtuoso, one Bernard Heinrich Krusell, of the late 18th and early 19th century. We'll hear his clarinet quartet number 3, next with Thea King and members of the Allegri String Quartet on KPR. That's music by a Finnish composer who came somewhat before the time of Jean Sibelius, one Bernard Heinrich Krusell, and we heard his third clarinet quartet in D, played by Thea King and members of the Allegri String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. where the time is 12:46. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're enjoying the classics until 3 today, and we're enjoying the classics in the midst of our campaign for excellence, which, at least for the period covering this afternoon, we're bringing to you pledge-free to focus on the music, which includes number 19 in our classical top 70 countdown, which we are ready for next, and it's a piece by the Czech composer Bedřich Smetana. And you may not be familiar with his works too much, but there's a chance that you've heard the following piece and were duly enraptured. It's known as the Moldau from his symphonic cycle Mavlast, 6-tone poems which in some way musically illustrate the Czech countryside. And this one, composed in 1874, musically mimics the sound of one of Bohemia's great rivers. We're with the Los Angeles Philharmonic and Andre Previn next on KPR. Yes, it's the Moldau from the symphonic cycle Mavlast by Bedřich Smetana with the Los Angeles Philharmonic led by Andre Previn. Number 19 in our classical top 70 countdown, which is ongoing throughout this week. There's news from NPR in a moment. The classical top 70 continues in the next hour with a slew of keyboard works, beginning with a famous Chopin nocturne, which we'll hear played by Yundi Lee after the news. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan.
Risk of stroke. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
This is NPR.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. We are ready to continue with the Classical Top 70 Countdown. And as it turns out, the next three entries on our list are all famous keyboard works, beginning with this famous Nocturne No. 2 from Opus 9 by Chopin. At keyboard is Yundi Lee on KPR. With pianist Yundi Lee bringing us that one, Nocturne No. 2 of Opus 9 by Friedrich Chopin. Number 18 in our Classical Top 70 Countdown here on Kansas Public Radio. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the next couple of works on the list as we count down are also likewise keyboard works. And as it turns out, they're both by Beethoven in this 1 o'clock hour. The Bagatelle Für Elisa is coming up in a bit and followed still later by a drop of cool spring rain with a little bit from the Moonlight Piano Sonata. We have that to look forward to, not to mention the New Zealand String Quartet with some of the earliest music for assembled strings that was written by Mendelssohn. Much more wonderful music is on the way as we focus primarily on that music during the campaign for excellence. I do want to remind you that even though we're primarily enjoying the music this afternoon, you can always make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or our toll-free number, which is open to you throughout the campaign. It's 888-577-5268. Next on KPR, we'll spend some time with the Queensland Symphony, led by Andrew Penny, to enjoy English Dances from Malcolm Arnold. From composer Malcolm Arnold, his second set of English Dances, as played by the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, led by Andrew Penny, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 1:20. The New Zealand String Quartet, set to join us in a few minutes for early music for strings in a quartet by Mendelssohn. That's still to come this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org. Next on KPR, we resume our classical top 70 countdown. More keyboard music for you, beginning with music by Beethoven. Somber, that would be the best word to describe this bagatelle by Beethoven, which is one of his more famous keyboard compositions, but it was not popular during his lifetime. In fact, it wasn't discovered in his collection of books and papers until about 40 years after his death. It is Für Elisa, number 17 in our classical top 70 countdown, and performed next by Anatoly Ugorsky on KPR. At the keyboard, Anatoly Ugorsky with Für Elisa by Beethoven, number 17 in our classical top 70 countdown here on Kansas Public Radio. We aren't done with the classical top 70 countdown, not done with piano music or piano music by Beethoven, for that matter. A little bit later this hour, we'll have a little bit from the Moonlight Piano Sonata. Vladimir Ashkenazy joining us in a short time. Celebrating 70 years on the air, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. We hope you'll be able to join us for a fresh Lead Center concert featuring a great young cellist, Daniel Jung, with pianist Alex Lee. Chamber music by Luis Ferenc, Nadia Boulanger, Rachmaninoff, and Piazzolla. That's tonight at 7 on the next Classics Live on KPR. We have next music for you by Felix Mendelssohn, and this you might call a Mendelssohn deep cut. We're with the New Zealand String Quartet, who had a project to record all of the string quartets by Mendelssohn, but they did their homework a little bit and came up with an heretofore somewhat unknown string quartet that Mendelssohn wrote very early on, perhaps the very first one he ever wrote, at age 14. And it's known as Opus Zero, a string quartet in E-flat major on Kansas Public Radio. Some of the earliest musical writings of Felix Mendelssohn, something he created at about age 14 or so, it's thought, not a published work or one that he ever treated as much more than an experiment in the strings. String quartet in E-flat major, known as Opus Zero. We are the New Zealand String Quartet from their recording project to capture all of the Mendelssohn string quartets, including that one. Just about 5 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3, celebrating 70 years on the air. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. A few short minutes left in this hour, and we'll use them to resume our classical top 70 countdown. And once again, it's keyboard music, and once again, it's work by Beethoven. We're with Vladimir Ashkenazy next as we take in the first movement of the Moonlight Piano Sonata, Sonata number 14 in C-sharp minor, on KPR. At the keyboard, Vladimir Ashkenazy with the first movement in the Moonlight Piano Sonata, Piano Sonata number 14 by Beethoven. 14th piano sonata, but number 16 in our classical top 70 countdown here on Kansas Public Radio. Our classical top 70 countdown will continue in the next hour with still more works for keyboard, although in the case of number 15, an organ piece from Bach, and one that you'll definitely recognize. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
In Oklahoma City.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, dedicated to serving clients 24/7 with live support. The people at Schwab are committed to helping clients on their investing journey. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, led by Leonard Slatkin, with a little bit from French composer Gabriel Pierné, Marche des Petits Fauns, or March of the Little Fauns, here on Kansas Public Radio. As we're off and running on another hour of classical music, before all things considered at 3, I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you, and happy to report that, thanks to the generosity of KPR sustaining members, we're able to focus just exclusively on the music this hour. That'll change as the Campaign for Excellence resumes during All Things Considered, but between now and then, we're enjoying music, and we'll be resuming our Top 70 Classical Countdown. That's going to mean, a little bit later on, music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, and a very famous work for piano and orchestra, part of the larger Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. That's on the way here on KPR. But the Classical Top 70 Countdown will now proceed with number 15, which, as it turns out, is perhaps one of the most famous organ works in existence. And when Johann Sebastian Bach wrote this one in the early 1700s, he probably didn't intend for it to be forever associated with the dark or the sinister or the macabre. But that is simply what the case is. And as Virgil Fox takes the organ, you'll hear why. Next on KPR, it's the Toccata and Fugue in D minor. It's very hard to listen to that one without picturing some haunted, wild-eyed soul hunched over a massive pipe organ that's nestled deep within the bowels of a great haunted house. The haunted soul in this question, Virgil Fox at the pipe organ with Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Number 15 in our Classical Top 70 Countdown on Kansas Public Radio. The countdown continues a little later this hour when we take in the choicest bit from Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Still on the way, along with some of the most famous chamber music, the piano quartet of Robert Schumann. All just ahead on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We'll shift the mood a little bit with the help of the Montreal Symphony and conductor Charles Dutoit with a lively overture to a comedic operetta about a very helpful fortune teller. This is from Franz von Suppé, the overture to the Queen of Spades on KPR. Overture to the Queen of Spades, one of the comedic operettas by the master of that genre, Franz von Suppé of Austria. Charles Dutoit led the Montreal Symphony there on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:26, and still to come, the Cleveland Orchestra, with the next entry in our Classical Top 70 Countdown, music from Rachmaninoff's Paganini Rhapsody. We'll be hearing that shortly before 3. Celebrating 70 years on the air, Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. According to our updated forecast, at the KU campus at the moment, 61 degrees. Our high for this afternoon, not much warmer at 63. Skies partly cloudy. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 42. It should be a sunny day tomorrow and breezy with a high near 59 and lows in the mid-30s for Friday night. Some famous chamber music by Robert Schumann, something he wrote in 1842, a year that he was primarily devoted to creating chamber works, something he thought of as the creative double of his piano quintet. It is Opus 47, Piano Quartet in E-flat major. And like every work involving piano that Schumann created, it was intended for performance by his wife, Clara. Today, we'll hear the Smithsonian Chamber Players on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Piano Quartet in E-flat major by Robert Schumann. And we listen to the Smithsonian Chamber Players this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just a short time to go until 3 o'clock. Then we'll join All Things Considered from NPR News. That's going to be followed by an hour of Classics Live this evening at 7. And Destiny Ann Remagen will be continuing the Classical Top 70 Countdown tonight in an hour of classical music from 8 to 9. Speaking of the Classical Top 70 Countdown, we have a little bit of time left in this hour, and we're about ready for number 14 on our list. By now, you may have heard, it's the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini by Sergei Rachmaninoff, a series of 24 variations on the last of Paganini's caprices for solo violin. Quite a substantial work, but I don't think I'm too out of line when I say that the bit most people know, and probably expect to hear, is but one of those variations, variation number 18. We're with the Cleveland Orchestra of Vladimir Ashkenazy conducting, pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet, next on KPR. Variation number 18 from the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet and the Cleveland Orchestra with conductor Vladimir Ashkenazy taking us out of this afternoon's classical music and into news time. I'm Jeff Watson, and it's been a pleasure sharing classical music and a very exciting Classical Top 70 Countdown, which is going to continue this evening from 8 to 9 o'clock with your host Destiny and Mermegan. And we should conclude the Classical Top 70 Countdown by about this time tomorrow. Celebrating 70 years on the air from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute FM 90.3.